This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 297 for Tuesday, March 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to fall back on Tuesday morning, although losses are not as severe as those yesterday. The May canola contract breaks through its support level, giving up $9.40 at $595.60 per ton, and the July contract drops $10.20 at $607.60 per ton. Canola continues to deal with China's 100% tariffs on oil and meal imports set for March 20th. However, the seed remains omitted from the punitive measures. Adding to that is the uncertainty of the United States market with President Donald Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs. As well, the canola market will be keeping an eye on the USDA supply and demand estimates due at 11 a.m. CDT. The Chicago soy complex is on the rise, but there are declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil is higher, helping to take the edge off of the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar reverses course to fall back on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 69.11 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 69.3. Ahead of the USDA report, the trade believes U.S. soybean ending stocks will remain at 379 million bushels. The carryout for corn is to slip back to less than 1.52 billion bushels, and the carryover for wheat is to nudge up to 797 million bushels. For South America, the trade thinks the USDA will trim Argentina's soybean production to 48.9 million tons and nudge up Brazil to 169.5 million. For corn, Argentina is to dip to 49 million tons, while Brazil stays at 126 million. Coarse-Sorrel cuts its wheat estimate for the European Union and the United Kingdom by 3.2 million tons at 137.2 million, but Coarse-Sorrel ups its call on rapeseed by 2 million tons at 20 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday morning. The May contract gained 6 cents at 10.20 per bushel. May soy oil adds about a third of a cent at 42.58 cents per pound. May soy meal adds 40 cents at $302.70 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn is up 5 cents at $4.77 per bushel. May oats lose 4 cents at $3.73. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago May shedding a half cent at $5.62. Kansas City May pulls back 2 cents at $5.77. And Minneapolis May gives up 6.5 cents at $5.98. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.